Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Great section of scripture here that God handles manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Now we know from the words, keys to the words interpretation, that when you're reading King James Bible, that word gifts there is in italics. And when you see the word in italics, what does that mean? That means it was added by the translator. So if it's added by the translator, then that word is not in the original. There's no word gift there. Like, what are some of the words gift? They got doma and doria and some of those. There's no word for that like that in the Greek text. And that word spiritual there is pneumatikos, which means spiritual matters. So what it should read is, now concerning spiritual matters, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. God doesn't want us ignorant what's going on in the spiritual realm. Because see, if we're ignorant, then some guy can come along and he can say, oh, that's a devil spirit. Oh, that's, and we'll just, we don't know, so we have to take their word for it. How do you know? You have to check it out by the word. Does it fit in the word? Is that guy operating five senses discerning the spirits? Or is he really operating true discerning the spirits? You have to check things out from the word. And then there's some Christian groups that say, well, there is no devil. There are no devil spirits. It's just a figment. It's a figure that means something. Well, that's not true either, because the word says we do have an adversary. Ye know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can really say Jesus is Lord but by Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities, differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Everybody knows what profit is. They got these cool new, everybody seen these new $20 bills? You got the like the oversized picture of Jackson. And you look up through the light, you can see a watermark of his face. And you look over here and it says 20. And this little 20 down the corner, as you turn it, it changes colors and stuff. They go on the great lengths to make sure this bill can't be counterfeited. God has gone to great lengths to make sure his word can't be counterfeited too. It's always profitable. See, lots of times we think profit is money. Well, money's profitable if you're in business. You know, I don't mind having a little bit of money. You know, I enjoy having a savings account. I enjoy driving a car that's paid for instead of having a big bill on it. You know, it's kind of fun, but, you know, money's money, you know. What was it? One of the Rockefellers, had all the money, but yet he couldn't eat a solid meal because his stomach, he had ulcers and all this stuff. I bet he would have paid a lot to just be able to eat a steak and potatoes. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Now that, I want to key on that for to one. Actually, the word to one, it's the two words in the English. In the Greek, it's the word H-O, and it's a version of the relative pronoun H-O-S, and there's several versions. It's like, and it can be translated one or this or that. To translate it one, it's the word, actually the word ho is normally translated this or that. It's very rarely translated one. And there's other words. There's another word that's translated one, which means there was like one. Like there's one plant right here. There's another Greek word for that. And there's another word for one referring to one person, because there's one person on the stage right now. And there's another Greek word where God usually uses it, refers to one person. But this word is not usually referred to a person. And technically, you could use it that sense, but to translate it that would be what I call Clinton-esque. It's technically correct, but it's misleading. Because the reason you could say 4-1, but when you say 4-1, it misleads people to think one person gets one manifestation, another person gets another manifestation, and another person gets another manifestation. And really, what it's talking about is there, for each manifestation, there's a unique prophet. Not for each person, there's one manifestation. And when you translate it one instead of this or that, then you come up with that error. And the reason why great theologians and translators translate it that way, because they didn't know how to speak in tongues themselves. And they thought, well, we're going to have to rationalize the fact that we don't operate all these, so it must only one person gets one. And really what happens is most Christians don't even operate any. It's 4-0 gets. Zero gets speaking in tongues. Zero gets word of knowledge. Zero gets word of wisdom. Like I taught the first Promises of God weekend, you know, you're walking around, you're a Christian, and you don't operate manifestations, you got a kick me sign on your back. And you don't know it's there. You know, the old adversary says, oh, I'm going to get him. He doesn't even know how to operate discerning spirits. Ah, what was that? You don't know where it's coming from. You don't understand. Or like, we go to Pat's fellowship. and Pat got this wonderful tape. Dr. Demento's greatest hits or something. It's all these songs like Monster Mash and Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, all those silly songs. Anyway, there's this thing on there. It's this guy. They go to this Taekwondo class. And these guys they're all meditating. They go, home. And this one guy's getting real impatient. He don't want to meditate. He wants to learn how to, you know, karate, Taekwondo, kick butt, you know. And he says, well, great master, when do we learn how to do this, you know? And he says, patience, Gruberman. Is that the guy's name, Gruberman? Yeah. And so finally, the guy's being too much of a pain, so the Taekwondo master goes, boop to the head, kicks him in the head. Well, what that guy, that Taekwondo master is, you know what he is? He's an abusive leader. You know, the guy, he doesn't want to follow what he wants, so he kicks him in the head. And that's what a lot of Christians get, because they're not operating manifestations. They're just getting kicked in the head by sometimes the people that should be feeding them the word. But if you translate this word, this one word, one, in this verse correctly, it opens up the whole thing. Suddenly you realize, for this prophet is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom, or for that prophet, or for one unique prophet, to another, or for another prophet, the word of knowledge. See, there's a different prophet to the word of wisdom and a different prophet to word of knowledge. And to another prophet working in miracles. And another prophet, prophecy. When we start our meeting and we have prayer and we have manifestations, there's a unique prophet when somebody speaks in tongues and has interpretation or someone has prophecy. There's a unique prophet to that. And when we hear, you know, God says, I'm the Lord thy God, you know, I'll bless you or I'll do this, you know, your guys are good and whatever it says in manifestations, you know. There's a unique prophet to that because that builds us up. There's times in my life where that is literally manifestations like that. I can think of two specific times in my life where hearing manifestations like that has changed my life. That's a unique prophet. Discerning the spirits. Boy, to know what's really going on in the spiritual realm, that's very profitable. And some people teach that that's a gift of discernment. You know, you can make great judgments. Oh, he's real good, like Solomon. He gets this, he gets that. Or, it's not a gift of judgments, it's discerning the spirits. And to another, divers kinds of tongues. You see, we don't just get one tongue. We don't just go, oh, la shanta, la cosita, la shanta. We can also go, dio, don, di, don, don, dion. See, multiple languages. Akahosta, kashtita, pokoshta. There's at least three there. See, we can do, we're supposed to speak in multiple tongues. God wants, you know, he says, tongues of angels and of men. If you take that literally, that'd be at least four. Two an angel, two of men, two of angels. I don't know if that's really the literal usage of that verse, but God wants us to speak in tongues. And that's one that's just so laughed at and so ignored by Christianity. Oh, we don't want to do that. We look silly. You know, I didn't understand what I said. Gee, I don't want to do that in public. Well, too late. It's already done. It's on tape even. And the interpretation of tongues. Each one of those, there's a unique prophet. And for the adversaries, just ripped off Christianity to think that one person gets it instead of took the focus on the person, that it's a gift, instead of focusing on the prophet. In Exodus, you don't have to turn there, but God said to Moses, I am that I am. Now, that sometimes doesn't make much sense to us in King James. Really, what he was saying is, I will become what you need me to become. And when we operate nine manifestations, God will give us that manifestation that we need for that moment in time and for that unique prophet that we need. He'll become what we need him to become. And he'll, by way of the manifestations, he can supply that need lots of times. Sometimes there's other ways, too. Let me show you a couple other usages of the word one, just to show you I'm not making this stuff up. There's another Greek word, T-I-S. You got ho and tis. I guess we should be teaching this at Christmas time. You know, you got tis the night before Christmas and ho, ho, ho. But there's a Greek word, tis. I don't make this stuff up. If I was making it up, I'd make up words that were more believable, I think. Instead of tis and ho, you know. And Acts 5:25. This is a word that when it usually refers to one person, this is usually the word that's used. Acts 5:25. There came one and told them, behold, saying, the men that you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people. And there came one, what? One, you know, a prophet coming along? No. Now, when I'm talking about prophet, I'm not talking prophet as a person. We're talking about P-R-O-F-I-T, you know, that other verses. But there came one here in this verse, there came one person. This word is almost always translated one, referring to one person. In Luke, is again another, well, actually, let's go to Acts 7:36. 7:24 and then 7:36. Two more usages of this. Don't have to flip as far that way. And here he's talking about Moses and seeing one of them suffer wrong. And that word one there is, again, the word T-I-S. I don't know how that, how's that pronounced? Tis? Tis? I don't know. And verse 36 in the same chapter. And he brought them out after he showed them wonders and blah, blah, blah. And did I? Oh, I might have made a mistake. I don't see the word one in there. Oh, sorry. I think I got a typo. Oh, that's right. That's Luke 7:36. Sorry. That's why that verse didn't make any sense. Oh, well. First mistake I made all week. 7:36. And one of the Pharisees desired him, so on, so on, so on. And that word one there, again, is the word tis. So it refers to one person. And it's again used in 1 Corinthians 14:24. And I'll just read it. You don't have to turn there. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all and he is judged of all. And that word one there is, again, the word one that would refer to a person. And in Acts 10:34, Peter said, I perceive of a truth that God is no respecter of persons. And if God was a respecter of persons, you know, if God gave Kevin three manifestations, he gave Sarah two, and he gave, my dad one, and then my wife four, and then John seven, because he's got to run a ministry. He guess he needs a few more. He'd be a respecter of persons, because some people get more than others. Well, see, he's a respecter of conditions. We all have that ability to operate all nine, and it's what you believe to operate. We have to apply Pat's teaching this morning. First, we have to believe to operate these. And as you believe, you can operate it.